the Crannog.
Hello, my name is Ben Sands. I'm the countryside ranger for Park Penalta. We are currently stood on the Crannog Island, which is part of the wetland area of the park. A crannog itself is an artificial island created in a lake, usually used as a dwelling place. You find most of these in Ireland or in Scotland, and they tend to date from around about the Iron Age through to the early medieval period. Prior to the creation of this pond, this would have been an open field at the foot of the old coal tip. The whole wetland area was created as a way of bringing the public into close contact with a habitat type that's found in the adjacent Nelson Bog, which is designated a site of special scientific interest. But due to the nature of that area, we can't really get public access into it. So by creating a man-made pond and putting an island and boardwalk in place, that allows visitors access to a habitat that otherwise would go unseen. The boardwalk itself was designed by a renowned landscape artist called Mick Petts, and he's incorporated a number of pit props that reflect that mining heritage. I think the best time to explore this part of the park really is early summer, when the wildflowers are really starting to come out. You've got the swallows coming back, and they often swoop low over the pond to catch a drink of water. Sometimes in early summer, when the tadpoles have grown their legs and are ready to leave the pond, you'll see seas of small toads covering the paths surrounding the lake as they will leave the pond to find an alternative place to live. And also the reed beds start to come alive with dragonflies and damselflies newly emerged, and also some of the other migrant birds like the reed warbler coming in looking for nesting spaces within the reed beds. What you find with a wetland environment like this is that plant species very quickly colonise it and will spread out, reducing the amount of open water, and that gradually accelerates the sort of drying up process until tree species get a chance to invade, and eventually the pond itself will be lost. So every year I'll be putting waders on and paddling out into this pond and actually cutting back some of this vegetation to keep the balance of open water and reed bed to an acceptable sort of limits. That also gives us the chance to get some diversity into the plant structure, so different ages of reed bed stand and different species composition as well, which all in all benefits the wildlife that comes in.